ये बेबे का पेन नहीं है, पापा का पेन है ना, दे दो मम्मी को। अनीता,
अनीता,
अनीता, वेट।
Anita is almost 2 years old, and already she's very multicultural. Her mother Bettina is from Brazil, her father Pukraj from India. The three of them live in Bonn, in Germany. That means Anita grows up in a multilingual environment. Living in Germany, she's surrounded by the German language. Her mother Bettina speaks Portuguese with her, while Pukraj teaches Anita yet a third language.
I talk to my daughter mostly in Hindi, because that's my mother tongue. A part of my family speaks English, but a big part of my family doesn't speak English. And it is important for me that my daughter learns Hindi so that she can communicate with the entire family in India when she's back home.
So the reason that Anita is growing up learning several languages is a very practical one. But being brought up multilingually also brings benefits that go further than being able to communicate with people around the world. Researchers have found that multilingual children have more flexible brains. For example, they learn much earlier in life to put themselves in others' shoes, so to speak, to understand that others have beliefs and desires that might be different from their own. Scientists call this ability the theory of mind. Multilingual children also have higher attention and task-switching capacities. In a study, 5-year-old children had to sort blue squares and red circles, first according to color, in a second round, though, according to shape. Here's multilingualism expert Claudia Maria Rieloff, the Ludwig Maximilians University of Munich, on what researchers found.
Das haben die mehrsprachig aufwachsenden Kinder viel, viel besser geschafft als die einsprachigen.
Multilingually raised children were much, much better than monolingual children at switching off the previous task and focusing on the next one. One explanation is that multilingual children constantly have to switch off one language while speaking the other.
Learning several languages changes the brain in a positive way. Children, and adults as well, develop more gray brain matter in the parts of the brain that control attention.
Multilingual people who use several languages in everyday life have a cognitive advantage. It's because speaking several languages demands a lot of the brain. It has to switch between different languages, decide which language to speak with which person, and inhibit the other language. That challenges the brain constantly.
And even though learning new languages is especially easy when you're a kid, researchers say you're never too old to learn a second or even a third language. It is not true that children might get confused with too many languages, even if they do mix up their languages from time to time.
Acabou?
Mais.
Mais, eu vou buscar mais então, ok?
Mama.
Ok, senta aqui então, a mãe vai buscar mais. Tá bom?
2-year-old Anita gets mixed up sometimes too. Like when she holds a hair in her hand and her mother asks her what it is.
Then she replies saying ball. The first time I hear it, I thought she was talking about a ball. And then he told me that ball is hair in Hindi. So she understood what I asked her in Portuguese, but she replied in Hindi. And then I also learned that ball is hair. And it happened until today. Ball.
Parents do not have to worry, though. Mixing up words from different languages is a normal part of being a multilingual child, researchers say. There's just one thing that parents have to be careful about. They should separate the different languages somehow. When the parents are successful, it's pretty impressive to see in real life. Like with Katharina, an 11-year-old kid who speaks several languages fluently.
Pues tienes que usar la que tienes.
Sí, pero ella no es tan gorda como la chaqueta.
No es tan gruesa.
No.
Katharina speaks English, Spanish and German and lives with her parents Marisa and Wolfgang in Cologne. Katharina's mother Marisa was born in Colombia. Her father is German. Originally, the couple had planned to raise their daughter with just two languages. But it turned out differently when Katharina was about 3 years old, Marisa remembers.
At first, my husband spoke to her in German and I spoke to her in Spanish. So we left the one person, one language. And the two of us, my husband and I, we spoke English. And we were at the supermarket one day, and she just came out and started pointing at things and saying, banana, apple, mommy, look, a pear. And I said to my husband, she speaks English. She's heard it all her life. So, and that's when we started doing family language English. So when the three of us are together, we speak English. When I'm alone with her, I speak Spanish. And when my husband is alone with her, he speaks German.
And what does Katarina have to say about speaking several languages with her parents?
It's really normal. For me, actually, it's a little bit confusing to see kids talking German to their parents. Well, when they're all together, I don't know. It's not really normal for me. It's just like you think something is missing here.
For people raised monolingually, meeting Katarina can make you quite envious. You start thinking, why didn't my parents bring me up with several languages? It's quite tough to learn a language when you're an adult, and you might never lose the accent that you attained from your native language. But there's one consolation. Learning and speaking foreign languages will keep your brain fit at any age, no matter how old you are.
And that report was from Brigitte Osserath there, voiced by Gudrun Heiser. You're listening to Spectrum with me, Connor Dillon, on DW. Online, you can check us out at dw.com/science, and you should really follow us on Twitter at dw_scitech, where we tweet all sorts of good stuff.